Well, maybe you have been hearing our announcements about the fact that the FCC is mandating certain television stations to change broadcast frequencies, or perhaps you've had trouble in the last day or so tuning into WXXI-TV. Well, here to help us figure this all out is Scott Feibusch. Scott is an expert in media matters. He's also a WXXI contributor. Sometimes you hear him filling in here on Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Hi.
Good morning.
Okay, let's start with the basics. Why is the FCC saying to certain television stations, including WXXI, you have to change the frequency you're broadcasting at?
It's all about money and cellular phones. There was a huge auction about 2 years ago in which a chunk of the UHF spectrum, on which a lot of TV is transmitted, was sold off to wireless carriers because there's so much demand out there, especially with this new 5G wireless coming, for more frequencies. And so the wireless carriers were willing to pay literally billions of dollars to get their hands on some of the frequencies TV stations were using, which required some TV stations to change the frequencies they operate on.
Change frequencies, but not the channel that comes up on your screen, correct?
Correct. WXXI-TV will still appear as 21.1 and 21.2 and 21.3, and same for everybody else in town. It's all designed to be as transparent as possible, assuming that you rescan your TV.
Okay, how the heck, and I'm asking for myself too, how the heck do you do that, Scott?
Every TV is a little bit different. Usually somewhere on the remote is something marked menu. And if you go in there, usually there's something in there marked channel. And somewhere in there, there's usually something marked auto scan. And if you do that, and in particular, if you are a WXXI TV viewer and you haven't seen us in a couple of days, that's why you need to go in and do that rescan now for us. And then after August 2nd, you will need to do it again for a couple other stations in town.
And I should clarify here, this is only for people who pick up the station via antenna. This does not affect cable subscribers, or if you have a satellite dish, you don't have to do anything, right?
Correct. If you're on cable, if you're on satellite, nothing changes. You see us probably on channel 11 or on channel 21 dot whatever. That doesn't change if you're cable or satellite. This is only if you're using an antenna. And again, this is a nationwide thing. It's not just us in Rochester. Everybody in the country is going to have to do this over the course of about a year and a half.
And it's not just WXXI in town. There's a couple other stations, I believe, later this month that are going to do this?
That's correct. There's all kinds of work that's been going on. And bless our engineering team. They have been up there overnight for several nights in a row with cranes and tower climbers, moving antennas around to make all this work. It's an extremely complicated process. But yeah, it's not just WXXI-TV. It's Channel 13, Wham. It's WROC-TV. We'll also be changing the underlying frequencies that they're on. But again, you don't need to know the details of that. All you need to know is to rescan. And if you've been able to get them before, you should be able to get them again.
And I understand you may have to rescan a second time.
Correct, because of some weird little logistical bits having to do with when tower crews are available. WXXI moved a couple of nights ago, and then 13 Wham and WROC will move before August 2nd. So keep an eye on your TV. All the stations will be telling you, including WXXI, where to go. And we've got a page, too, at WXXI.org/rescan, I believe, that has all that information for you.
All right. And I'll be posting this interview online if you want to hear it straight from Scott, who I go to with these troubles. Thank you so much.
Happy to help.